Hey friends, when things go wrong with your app, Genie and the Navigator App Service Diagnostics can help you figure out what's wrong. App Service Diagnostics guides you through a troubleshooting experience. The Navigator enables you to find potential breaking changes to your app and its dependencies. Jen is here to show me how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Jen, who's going to talk to me about keeping my apps healthy in App Service with the new diagnostics and Genie.
Yes, exactly. So today I'm going to talk through App Service Diagnostics and Genie and how you can use that to self-diagnose and troubleshoot your applications when something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Hopefully most of the time your app is healthy and happy, but as we all know, when you're running these things in production, when something does go wrong, it'd be very frustrating to actually isolate down what the issue is. So actually I have an app right here, and unfortunately, as you can see, there is an application error. So none of my users can actually access this right now. So fortunately, no one can buy the baked goods in this bakery application that we have. Mm-hmm. So what do? When you face this? So when you're using App Service, you can actually go to Diagnose and Solve Problems and launch App Service Diagnostics. So this is actually an App Service and Linux web app running Node. And as you can see, I'm having application downtime. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Availability and Performance and launch Genie, which is the interactive guided experience that actually guides you through the self-troubleshooting process.
So it's kind of like a bot, except you're clicking on stuff and you're having your communication with Genie.
Exactly. So no matter if you're a novice user or a super experienced App Service user, this is a really great place to go to start off your troubleshooting experience. Mm-hmm. So right here, I can see, okay, my web app is down, so I'm going to click on that tile, and it's going to run all these backend telemetry detectors that we have that look at basically all these different types of problems that we've seen across a wide array of different application issues over time.
And this isn't a static list. Like that list, those checkboxes and alerts and things, that was dynamically generated. You ran detectors. This is not a list of things that might be wrong. You mm-hmm. identified that there's something definitely wrong.
Exactly. So basically, these status icons on the left-hand side, mm-hmm. the red, the green, the orange, that helps you figure out what you should investigate first.
Okay.
Sometimes when bad things happen to your app, a lot of things are happening at the same time.
Right.
So we want to make sure to help you isolate that.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and view the full report. And basically, what's going to happen here. So it loaded web app down. So as you can see here, right up in front, you can see availability and figure out if it is an issue on the platform, so mm-hmm. if something wrong with App Service, or it's an issue with your own app. So as you can see here, it's not the platform issue, it's something that actually is wrong with this particular application.
Okay, so that's a coding error as opposed to App Service being down.
Yes.
Because I can see with the platform availability as far as you can see in that chart, App Service has been fine this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, exactly. So this hints that this is something that is wrong, something that someone on my team or I did. So it's a really great way to isolate that.
Okay.
And then you keep going, you can see, okay, requests and errors, like that matches what we've seen. We're getting some server errors. Mm-hmm. And let's click on this first red status icon here. So this says something that we have something wrong that we detected in application logs. So as you can see here, we have this insight that says right away we have the wrong port that's being exposed. So basically that we are exposing port 5000, but we're actually trying to listen to port 8080. So that's not going to work, right? So as you can see, you can have the observation right here. You see the two differences. Mm-hmm. And then there's actually a recommendation. So what we always hear from customers is that, oh, like a lot of my tools, a lot of third-party things or something that they use, they can figure out maybe what's wrong or get a lot of data, mm-hmm. but they don't know what to do next.
Right.
There's no actionable steps. So here in recommendation, you can actually see what you should do next. So Scott, if you were to fix this, what do you think we should do next?
Well, so like in the past, I would read the pros and I'd probably open another entirely different window and try to figure out where to go. But it says click here, so that's pretty obvious. So I would probably just click there
yeah.
and hope it would take me not only to the right web app, but maybe even to the right blade and the
yes,
right item.
Exactly. So basically, if I click that, it will go into the application setting blade and basically allow me to change that exact website's underscore port setting to 8080 to make this work. So this is awesome, but we all know that it's going to be sometimes hard to convince developers that this is the issue that's actually going on, especially
True.
Since like they're the ones who might have made the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to confirm this for myself first. So I'm going to scroll down here and go into the Docker logs that are automatically pulled up in the detector itself. So as you can see right here in the logs, right here, it's underlined in red that you're exposing port 5000.
Are you saying that the detector was smart enough to actually show me the log, why it thinks that, and highlight it for me?
Yep, exactly.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so this is awesome. So basically, all you have to do, you can go ahead and fix it yourself, or mm-hmm. and if anyone questions your judgment, you can go and show them these logs right here and say, this is exactly the issue, and now you're empowered to actually fix it.
So App Service Diagnostics in Genie is a diagnostics detector engine, and I assume that you can then write different detector plugins, like for Node or .NET or Python or whatever, and make it smarter.
Yeah, so our team is actually working on that right now. So we have a lot of new upcoming things using some like text-based analytics, using some machine learning stuff in there. So this is only going to get more and more powerful as we get more detectors. So we have this available for App Service on Windows, App Service on Linux, Web App for Containers, Azure Functions, and it's actually coming soon to a lot of other services as well. So I can't say anything yet, but stay tuned.
Now, I really want to point this out to folks because, you know, I have a lot of app services that I run on Azure, and I run them for real in production, and I've been doing it for years. And frankly, in the past, I've gone digging in the logs. I go into Kudu, which is the sidecar site, and I spend my time hunting in logs. There's application logs and IIS logs and my own personal logs and the web server logs. And you're doing all of that for me now.
Yep, exactly.
So I need to, as an old-timey Azure user, get used to using this because I'm telling you, it has saved me so much time. The first place you need to go if you have an app service issue is diagnose and solve problems. Walk through the process because it's not taking your power away from you, it's just making it easier for you to get to the root issue. Mm-hmm. You're going to end up at the same location, but you don't have to read all of these logs and figure stuff out. It's really been a joy.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also like more features to this as well. Mm-hmm. You want to make it a one-stop shop. So let's say you fix the app, but you read about something, you saw at Azure Friday about deployment slots.
Okay.
So you want to like just ask Genie here, like, how do we use deployment slots?
Okay.
And he actually does a web search to get you one-stop shop, get you into a link that will help you out with that. So
very
it's
cool.
A really great starting point. And there's also best practices and proactive diagnostic tools to check out as well.
So that's a web application, but that's kind of simplistic. What if my web app has a database or has storage or has other stuff? My app is actually more than just my app.
Exactly. So I'm really glad you asked that because one of our newest features for App Service Diagnostics is called Navigator. So actually, let me go into a demo with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this app, which is a puppy adoption site, but unfortunately it's down. So none of these poor puppies can get adopted today. So in order to fix that, let's go back into App Service Diagnostics. And like I said, we're going to go into our new Navigator feature. So Navigator actually is a new feature that we built out because we heard customers want to figure out what actually changed in their web app. So a lot of times, you're not working in isolation, you're working with a team, you have a lot of developers who you're handing things off to, and sometimes someone can make a change that causes a downtime. So when you're the one actually figuring out why there is a runtime error, you don't actually know what happened, because you're like, I didn't make any changes, someone else might have. So here, it actually not only looks at your web app, which is a .puppy today, but also its dependencies. So like you said, your web app doesn't work in isolation. It talks to SQL, it talks to storage, talks to Redis. So here, actually, we on the back end, we found automatically the SQL database here. So as I look at this, these are the recent changes on the web app itself. So I see some, and this isn't really seen like the thing that's going to be the breaking change. So let me actually go into the SQL database changes.
This is almost like system restore. If you know on Windows, when you make a change, it sets a snap point or a restore point, and you can go back and say, well, it worked on Thursday, and then you figure out, and you do a binary search and figure out what happened between when I knew it worked and when it now today when it doesn't work.
Exactly. So now we're on the SQL database, and this timeline, you can actually see data for the past 14 days, and each of these little tiles, those little squares are things that you can click on to investigate the changes. So we're going to investigate this past one because it was working Sunday and Saturday, but it just stopped working today.
Okay.
So we're going to scroll down even further and see that a server firewall issue, a rule was changed. So that must
deleted.
Be the issue.
It was totally gone now.
So it's totally gone. Well, that makes no sense. So basically, all this here shows me that this is what it used to be, mm-hmm. and this is what it is now, and actually even who it was initiated by. Mm-hmm. So it could be someone working on the SQL team in your company, mm-hmm. and they're making some changes, and me being on the web app side, I didn't realize. So right now I can go and ping Yunjung and basically say, hey, like, did you actually remove this and go back into the firewalls and actually change that myself if I so want to. So basically, this allows you to figure out what issues you have and what changes have been made to not only your web app, but also its important dependencies.
That change tracking is so important. And that map kind of reminds me of the Application Insights dependency map, because there's all the different things, like you said, Redis or your or storage, a connection string could change, a firewall rule. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought it was going to be a connection string, and I didn't have to go digging for it because you showed me there, like as if it was source code diff.
Yes.
Because you're expressing on the left-hand side there a declarative expression of the ARM template, mm-hmm. that basically looks like, here's my app, and now it's missing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's super important. As you look into this, you can see two categories, properties or code. So mm-hmm. basically, properties are things like this, like the firewall. Mm-hmm. And then also code stands for the configuration changes you might have made to like DLLs or something like that. So it'll show you like if something has changed, so you can actually isolate down the issue. Like, that's the whole genesis of App Service Diagnostics, Genie, and Navigator, is to help you isolate down an issue and give you actionable steps to figure out what's wrong and what to fix.
Very cool. And everybody has this now. You have an app service right now. You're watching Azure Friday. Even if you have a healthy website, go check it out. Go look at your app service, hit diagnose, learn about your website, learn about Navigator, learn about Genie. It is your one-stop shopping center for learning about how to keep your apps healthy. I'm learning how today on Azure Friday.
Awesome. And also, as a quick note, if you have been taking a little nap throughout this Azure Friday, these are a couple slides that basically summarize the self-diagnostics and self-troubleshooting experience. So App Service Diagnostics and Genie there. Navigator over here allows you to compare the different diffs. And a bunch of helpful links and resources to help you out and get you onboarded to experience. So App Service Diagnostics comes out of the box. Navigator, you just have one click and you can enable it for everything in your app service, and then you're good to go.
Fantastic. I am learning how to keep my apps healthy. I hope that you keep your applications healthy. Even if you've got a healthy application right now, go and click Diagnose and Solve Problems to learn more about what Genie knows about your app. When you do have a problem, you'll be ready for it. I'm learning all about it today on Azure Friday. We'll be right back.